Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Haven't they been great all week?
Yeah!
It is very appropriate to praise God for the gifts that He gives us, so we can praise God for the gifts that He gave them too. So what have we been talking about all week? Jesus is... King. What's the coolest thing about Jesus being king? Silence. He can do anything. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else? Yeah, I see hands up. Just shout it out. You're good. Absolutely. He's in complete control of everything. And praise God, I don't want anybody else to be in control of everything. I want Jesus to be in control of everything. Absolutely. Lots of heads nodding. Well, when we talked last night, we talked about an incredible gift that Jesus gave us, right? What did He give us? Do you remember? Bam! Yes! Zeke! You're unbelievable. Good work. Yeah, Jesus gives us an incredible gift, way better than any other gift we could imagine, right? The Holy Spirit. But there's one last surprise that Jesus has for us as King, all right? I'm not going to say even better than the Holy Spirit because it's right there, all right? So you got the Holy Spirit and you got this other thing that Jesus wants to give us, okay? So I hope that you get really excited about what I'm about to say, all right? Do you feel the energy ramping up in you? Like, tell us, Mark, tell us. Tell us what it is. Well, I'm not going to yet, all right? Not yet. All right, I just want to build suspense. I know, right? So Jesus went away, right? He's in heaven. He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is really awesome and really cool. But you know what? Sometimes we go through life and people don't talk about King Jesus. Have you noticed that? When you guys go to school, sometimes they don't talk about King Jesus. When you're playing video games, when you're watching Saturday morning cartoons, rarely do you see a video game or a cartoon talk about King Jesus. Isn't that kind of weird? Yeah, it's like some people have forgotten, which is kind of sad, don't you think? Yeah, absolutely. And then you know what? Sometimes it gets really hard to serve King Jesus because there's one thing that we can't do. We can't see Him. You know what I mean? Yeah, and that just makes it hard because we're like, King Jesus, I can't see you, right? I can pray and I can hear you through the Bible and all these really good things, but I just want to see you, and it's a little hard. That's actually an encouraging thing. We'll talk about that, kind of. The other thing that I think kind of is hard is that sometimes we get sad. Right? And things are hard, and people leave us, and we're just kind of like, oh, this thing is hard, right? How can I keep following King Jesus when things can get hard, and it's not easy? Well, Jesus has some really, 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 really encouraging news for you. So if you have your Bible, does anybody have a Bible? I think I have it up here. I don't even know if you have the slides up there. If not, that's fine. I'm going to be in John 14 today, all right? Just a couple verses, not a lot, just 1 through 3, all right? John 14, 1 through 3, and I'll read them for you because I know you guys are packed up and ready to go. This is what He says to His disciples who are really sad because Jesus has talked about how He's going to go away. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back." Did you hear that? What's Jesus' next gift, His next promise there? I will come back. I know, and take you to be with Me, that you also may be where I am. Seriously, guess what? King Jesus is coming back.
Let's go!
Yeah! Get fired up about that. right? And he has this incredible kingdom. He's the greatest king ever. We've talked about that. Everything that's perfect and amazing about Jesus, he's going to come back and make sure that it's perfect all the time. All right? Can you imagine something perfect all the time? I can't either, but it's going to be amazing. Like, think about the greatest thing that you've ever experienced on earth. Miracle Camp. Because it's bussin'. Yeah. That's the first time I've ever used that word in my life. I promise. Yeah, I didn't know what it was until like 2 days ago. Parents are like, I don't know what that means. I didn't either. Right? Like the greatest thing on earth, guess what? That's not even close to how great it's going to be when Jesus comes back. Is going to be amazing. Now, we don't know when he's going to come back, but we do know that he promised it. And the very first thing we talked about is that God promised to send Jesus the first time, and God did it. So now Jesus is saying, I'm coming back again. He doesn't tell us when, but he says, when I come back again, everything's going to be amazing. And I'm going to take you to be with me in this place where we all can be together and experience the greatest life that we've ever experienced, way better than South Dakota in a tractor. Way better than that. You don't think I'm getting a what? South Dakota. I know. Someday God will give me a tractor in South Dakota. All right. So if you even calculated the chances, ouch. All right. But you know what? When Jesus returns, he has better for me. And he has better for you. Everything is going to be incredible. All right? So think about this. When those times are difficult, in the Bible, a guy named Paul says us we need to encourage each other with that news that Jesus is coming back. Right? Because sometimes people don't talk about Jesus. Sometimes life gets hard. Sometimes we get lonely. But you know what? We're to encourage each other. Guys, Jesus is coming back. And all of those things that are difficult, they're all going away. And then it's only going to be good times. All right? So when you get home and you're like, man, I miss Jesus. I miss Miracle Camp. You know what you can tell yourself? Number one, he's given me the Holy Spirit. Number two, he's coming back. He's coming back, and that's an exciting thing. All right? It's been a great week with you guys. You have been so attentive. Sometimes I teach high schoolers and junior highers, and they aren't as attentive as you guys. You're amazing. Yeah. All right? So it's been an awesome week. Tell your parents all about it so they can learn what you guys learned. Is that cool? And that way, hopefully, they can send you back next year. Yeah! All right. Yes! Let me pray.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.